mission log of Captain Mika Harris aboard the RIN Starstrider. It is day 7 of Mission Swallow, and all reports are so far nominal. Data analysis is complete. External conditions are normal. All life support systems are functional. The communications array is operating exactly as required. System's fine. Engine's fine. Supplies, fine. Look, I didn't expect Captain C to be so boring, okay? Nothing, and I mean nothing, has gone wrong. At all. It's creepy. When do things ever go as planned in real life? Ever. And the crew as well. The only person I've talked to since this mission has started has been Sasha, but he talks to everyone anyway, so it doesn't count. I swear, that man could talk his way into being friends with a slab of metal. It's unnatural. At least he's someone I know. Yeah, the human population on Esho is small, but none of the others aboard the ship are people I've ever spoken to before. Gabriel's barely said a word since he first boarded. Darcy is so sickeningly sweet I've had to avoid her just so I don't get a cavity. And then there's our resident psychopath, Dr. Lee Armstrong. We're not technically supposed to use open cups near electronic equipment, but I figure, what the hell? Artificial gravity was invented for a reason, right? Besides, I'm the captain, and you can guess what that means. That's right, bitches. I'm the hottest shit this side of Trappist-1, and what I say goes. Where was I again? Oh, right. Dr. Lee Armstrong, a.k.a. Dr. Frankenstein, who clearly has never come in spitting distance of a Hippocratic Oath. That woman has some serious anger management issues. I asked her in the mess yesterday why she volunteered for this mission, and she nearly bit my head off. Not, like, literally. Although if she did, the joke's on her. She's the ship's doctor. She'd have to sew it back on. Darcy's a sweet kid. Well, I say kid. She's actually only a few years younger than me, if you can believe it. Real keen. Would probably take a knife to the neck if she thought it'd help speed up your paperwork. Honestly, it'd be cute if she wasn't just so painfully adorable that it physically hurts. It's okay, though. You can imagine how thrilled I was when I discovered whose assistant she is. That's right, Dr. Non-Existent Bedside Manner. Oh, it was like chicken soup for my bruised ego. It really was. Not that chicken is actually a thing anymore. But, you know, I've read about it. In, like, books and stuff. Old Earth literature. My mother thinks I'm crazy. Kind of weird. Thinking that I won't be seeing her again for another 2 years, at least. I mean, there's visual messaging, but it's just not the same, I guess. I've never actually been away from home before. Not properly. I wasn't the most popular in school, and all the human kids used to stick together, and with the whole curfew thing, sleepovers were a no-no. I guess what I'm trying to say is... Oh, brother.
Good morning, Captain of all our hearts. What you doing in here? Keeping the little secrets, huh? Come on, tell Sasha. Come on, you can tell me.
This is space, Sasha. There is no morning.
Not with that kind of attitude, there isn't. So, what are you up to, Caparoo?
Please, Sasha, for the love of all that is sacred, never call me Caparoo again.
You got it, Capsicle.
I'm recording my captain's log, Sash. Care to explain why you're interrupting me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally forgot. Dr. Armstrong's threatening to blow up our AI, so you might want to look into that. But, you know, take your time. You're doing your captain log thing. You know, we can just hang out until you got some time. Yeah. I mean, maybe the AI will be there, maybe it won't be there, but, you know, hey.
What?
I know! Weird, right? I offered to make her some of my homemade chamomile tea, but she wasn't having any of it. Hey, do you think she'd feel better if we threw a surprise party? You know, that always seems to cheer people up. I don't know, I'd like a surprise party. I mean, that's not a hint or anything. Or maybe it is, I don't know. Could be a hint. You should do a surprise party for me. I mean, I'll pretend like I didn't say that, because otherwise it's not going to be a surprise. So,
let's, try that another time, Sash. Come on, I need to go sort out this mess.
For the last goddamn time, Saf, pull up those records or I swear I will rip out your data circuits and origami you into a fucking stethoscope!
Apologies, Dr. Armstrong, but the files you requested cannot be found.
Cannot be found, my ass! I bet you're having a good old laugh at me, aren't you? You waste of a good data core. If you don't pull up those files in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to take this tongue depressor and shove it right up your...
I hope I'm not interrupting anything, Doctor.
Oh, no. Nothing at all, Captain. It's just that our AI, whose sole purpose is to assist us, has decided that now is the perfect time to completely disregard everything I say.
The files you requested do not exist in my database, Dr. Armstrong.
Oh, don't they? Are you sure? Because maybe, just maybe, you're hiding them from me on purpose.
That's enough, Doctor.
I
said that's enough. If Saf says that they don't have the records, then they don't have the records. I'd like you to remember to show respect to your co-workers, Dr. Armstrong, and that includes Saf.
You mean the robot? I'm too busy to have to deal with this shit, Harris. I don't have the time to drop everything I'm doing just because some pile of electronics says so.
I say so. Have you forgotten who you're speaking to, Dr. Armstrong? I am the captain of this ship, and I'm telling you to back off. Now.
Yes. Captain.
Good. Continue your work, Doctor.
Ugh. Why did I agree to this?
Really great job at this captaincy thing. I always knew you were going to be the one up top in charge. Ever since we were little kids. And you enlisted me into helping you build those booby traps for the Eshian police, right? And then you took the fall for it when they all got sand mites in their exoskeletons and their parents complained. And you got suspended for like a week, even though it totally wasn't your fault. It was your fault, but it wasn't completely your fault, and...
Thanks, Sash.
You're welcome, Mika.
Now, go and actually do your job. Don't you have an air filter to calibrate or something?
Aye, aye, Captain!
Please don't. I cannot believe it. Out of all the surviving pieces of Earth media, SpongeBob was the only kids' show that really stuck around. You know, in school, they used to show it to us in cultural studies. I guess it was to show us our heritage or something. I don't know. A memo went out to all the Eshian kids' parents asking for tact and sensitivity, which they didn't show. It kind of feels like I never got to properly experience Earth culture. None of my family were born on Esho. My generation are the first Esho-born citizens. But I'm human. I'm not like the other Eshians. But I'm not quite like the older humans either. I don't share the same cultural identity the rest of my family does. They were born on the ships. They grew up surrounded by our heritage. I'm just stuck in between. I'm probably the last human in the universe who's read The War of the Worlds. But that sometimes? I wonder if the Martians in the book ever felt homesick for Mars. I guess it was harder for them. They traveled to Earth in a matter of weeks. I'm homesick for a planet I've never even seen. See, the problem wasn't Esho itself. It was that the Eshian kids laughed at us because we weren't symmetrical, because we talked funny, because our tongues just weren't designed for their speech, because we had four limbs instead of two, because we had opposable thumbs, because we liked to eat sitting down, because... I don't know. Because we were just different. Is it any wonder that we stuck to the other humans in the room like glue? I was told that I wasn't trying hard enough. That by sticking together, we weren't giving anyone else a chance. That we weren't trying to integrate. No one cared that we were only there because our home planet was destroyed. Come in. Oh, hi, Gabriel. Come on in. What's on your mind?
Captain, I was wondering if I could, talk to you for a second.
Of course, go ahead. I'm all ears.
I'm not sure that you are.
It's an expression, Gabriel. What's up?
It's about Dr. Armstrong.
Oh, no.
She's been making threats to SAF. I tried to explain that if SAF can't access certain files, then that's a fault in the network, not the machine, but she wouldn't listen to me. She shouted at me to fix it or beat it, and threw an EKG machine at me.
She did, huh?
Yes. She's, very loud.
Happy place, happy place. Okay, Gabriel. I'll make sure to talk to her about it. You're a good AI tech, you know that?
Yes.
Glad to hear it. Get back to work. I'll track down Dr. Armstrong as soon as I can.
Thank you, Captain.
Anytime, Gabriel. Oh, boy. No one ever said that captaincy was easy. Maybe I should have just listened to my teacher and stuck with the mathematical processing department like all the other schmucks. Oh, come on!
I'm so sorry, Captain. I thought you said to come in. I can come back later if you're busy.
No, it's fine, Darcy. Come on in. What can I do for you?
I heard Dr. Armstrong shouting in the med bay. I thought I'd come and ask if you needed any help.
Thanks for the offer, Darce, but I think I've got it under control.
Are you sure? Because I saw her dragging an electrical saw into the operating room, and I thought you might want to know.
Okay. I'll be there in 10. God forbid she could just do what I asked and leave it well enough alone.
You know, she's a really good doctor, Captain. Maybe you should just give her a chance.
Yeah, maybe I was made of cheese.
Is there anything else I can do for you, Captain Harris?
Other than sedating me for the rest of the voyage? I think I'm good, Darce.
Well, if you're sure.
Thanks for dropping by, Darcy.
My pleasure, Captain.
She's cute, but a little too cute, if you know what I mean. I don't want to be too hard on her, but she needs to learn to relax, you know? Ugh, Armstrong is going to be the death of me. It's only been a week. She'll probably have dismantled SAF before the month is out. Gabriel's going to be tough to deal with if that happens. I swear, he loves that machine more than he loves his own family. You know what, though? I worked hard for this captaincy, and I'm going to stick with it, come antisocial doctors or glitchy AIs. I'm not just another human immigrant sob story. I am captain of the RIN Starstrider, and I am so much more than my species. I can do this. Just you wait. Well, right after I finish my coffee. Still warm. I gotta say, I'm starting to feel a little more positive about this mission. Yeah, I'm gonna show all those stuck-up Eshians on their high horses what humans can do. In a year's time, we're going to rock up, complete Mission Swallow, and prove to them that humans aren't just asylum seekers. We can prove to them that we are more than what our ancestors did to our planet. We're going to land the Star Strider and bring humanity back to Earth.
I don't care if it's against protocol. In fact, I've had it up to here with your lousy protocol. Out of my way, Darcy. I'm going to show this damn AI the real meaning of pain.
Okay, I've put it off long enough. I'd better go and stop Dr. Anger Issues from ripping our AI apart. This is Captain Mika Harris signing off.
The Pilgrimage is brought to you by Turpentine Productions. It is produced by Francesca Marlowe Ford and Emily Hancock. This episode was written and directed by Francesca Marlowe Ford. The role of Captain Mika Harris was played by Sena Breyer. The role of Sasha Kasana was played by James Oliva. The role of Dr. Lee Armstrong was played by Stacey Cotham. The role of Darcy Eldridge was played by Emily Curtis. The role of Gabriel Gray was played by Courtney Purdue. And the role of Saf was played by Rosie Curry. Original music by Joesh Carey and sound design by Leela Jones Atkinson. Check us out on Tumblr at Turpentine Productions, Twitter at Turpentine Pod, and Facebook at The Pilgrimage Saga for news, extras, cool stuff, and more. Or check out our website at www.thepilgrimagesaga.wordpress.com. If you like science fiction and or classical authors, why not check out our sister show, H.G. Wells Has His Regrets. Find it on Podbean, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to help the crew of Starstrider bring humanity back to Earth, please consider rating and leaving a review on our iTunes page. Starstrider out.